Joining us on the line live from Victoria is political blogger Sean Holman. Thanks for joining us, Sean.
Thanks so much.
Sean, are you surprised by this announcement?
I'm not at all surprised, actually. There had been rumors beginning early this week, Monday, that there was significant caucus dissent surrounding Premier Gordon Campbell's leadership. Of course, this comes on the heels of his televised address last week on Wednesday, which was widely perceived as a failure. He failed to do penance for the HST. He failed to establish a new narrative for his administration. And I think that, all combined with his handling of the HST, as well as the abrupt end of the legislative raid trial, has contributed to him stepping down.
Sean, what's the mood in the wake of this announcement around the legislature, around Victoria?
I think certainly there are some people who are shocked, but that being said, if you take a look at everything that has come before, this decision was really not surprising. In some ways, what's surprising is how long it took. And I think that speaks to the very strong discipline within the provincial Liberal caucus.
And who are the front runners then with this remaining Liberal caucus?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who are talking about George Abbott, a lot of people who are talking about Mike DeYoung, a lot of people who are talking about Rich Coleman, a lot of people who are talking about Diane Watts. But I think in the end, this may actually come down to a race between George Abbott and Kevin Falcon. I think Rich Coleman might not enter the race, although if he did, he'd be a very formidable candidate. And I think that Mike DeYoung's association with the abrupt end of the legislature raid trial may have hurt his leadership chances, at least within caucus. So I think that's what the field will come down to. However, that being said, we could see some wild card candidates out there. Who knows what will happen?
Now let's talk a little bit about the beginning of the end for Campbell. It certainly seems the harmonized sales tax did him in the end.
I think there is an element of truth to that. But, look, I mean, the HST, to a certain extent, is really only the straw that broke the camel's back when it comes to this administration. They have not been popular for a very long time. And, they won the election more because of the failure of the NDP to actually make a case to succeed the Liberals, as opposed to on the strength of their own administration. And I really think that we should have seen this coming. We should have seen the end of the Campbell administration coming. And why it hasn't happened earlier, well, that's more the more surprising thing.
So now moving forward, what does the future hold for Gordon Campbell? And how will he be regarded? Will we look back to this point in his term or the actual things he did before this?
Well, I'm not going to write what the history books are going to say about Gordon Campbell. I think that's for others to do. But I certainly think in the near future, Gordon Campbell won't have any problems whatsoever finding a job. I'm sure that he'll find somewhere either in the private or public sector to continue making a contribution. And in some ways, I think he might actually enjoy himself a lot more. He'll be out of the public spotlight, at least not as blinding of a public spotlight. And you certainly heard him, apologize to his family during his speech, talking to about, how much pain that has actually caused his family to be in the public spotlight as they have. So I think at the end of the day, he might actually find himself a lot happier.
Thank you very much. That was Sean Holman, a political analyst in Victoria, joining us with reaction about the resignation of Premier Gordon Campbell.